Yo!
Hey, what's going on, Dumpster Dwellers?
What's up, Dumpster Dwellers? How's everybody doing? We cannot see how many people are in here. So we're going to talk for a little bit and let some folks come in, and you can change that. I changed it before, but for whatever reason, it got fucked up again. There it is.
The BTS that we're not even explaining. How you doing, Gil? You're the first one in here.
What's up, Gil? How you doing, man?
You win the grand prize of nothing.
No, you get to hang out with us first. We're talking.
That's true.
Yeah.
That makes me think instantly of Willy Wonka without just going into the whole speech. I don't know if I could do the whole speech. And welcome some user.
Oh, you get nothing?
Yeah, that whole bit. Great film.
You lose!
Yeah. People are trickling in. They're trickling in, guys and gals.
Oh, there we go. Whoa. Here we go. We got Billy Mout the third, not the second or the first. What's up? We got some user. We got Ultra Liger. What's up? Slunkster. Excuse me. I couldn't fucking see that for
What's
a second.
What's up?
We got Ed Size Hands.
I think so.
Ed's Hands.
Ed's Hands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dissect that film. Assuming that's Brett there. How you doing, man?
What's up, Brett? Gil was, we already said hello.
Yes.
We got Nate Fincher in there. We got Matt Urban.
Chucky's here.
Chucky's here. Charles Lee Ray himself. Just a doll. I want to know what the fuck happens at the end of this new season already. Spoilers. Maybe we could talk about that a little later if you want.
And Chucky, once we do our introductions to the rest of the Dumpster Dwellers, we'll dress talks, maybe. We'll talk about talks.
Talks from the dark side, that is.
Yes.
Grizzly Horn, what's cooking? There's my sister. What is up?
Hey, what's going on, Heather?
We got Royce Loves His Shotgun. Al Fedor. We got Gory Tiger.
Dean Altimos is in there.
Hey, what's up, Dean? How you doing, man?
Dustin from the Flicks and Friends podcast.
What's up,
is here.
Dusty? What's How on, you man? Doing? We got Mike McMahon. And now this.
Mike McMahon. Did you say Mighty McMahon?
Mike McMahon.
Oh, they said Mighty, like Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Max. Mighty Max. Remember those?
Put that feather in your cap there, Mike. Yeah, I do remember those, actually.
I love that. I had the snake one. That was my favorite. Huh. It was like a yellow or like gold looking snake. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would find some of the shit at the flea markets. Just side note. And I found, like, some of the figures upstairs, like the bad guy who's, like, the skeleton.
Oh, like literally upstairs?
Yeah, because we have, like, little places where we put, like, little shit upstairs, and I found a bunch of them, so that was kind of cool. I also had there was, like, an Abominable Snowman one, the
like
Mighty
just
Max.
I was going to say Mighty Max. Rudolph?
No, the whole thing, that, like, it opens up, and then, Max is in there with the monster or whatever.
Each set had
Max and a monster or multiple.
Yeah. Major Blazer's here. And now this is here. And now this.
And now there. These?
Maniacs Liz, welcome. I tried in the fan if we didn't say that already.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Maniac Liz? Okay, cool. We got our hellos and out of the way, I guess.
Yes.
We'll say hello to more people as they come in here. What do we got cooking? Billy Mount says, after watching your Applegates video, I wanted to ask you, would you cover this weird 90s movie, Nothing But Trouble? Nothing But Trouble fucking rules. That is a movie that I would watch all the time as a kid. I was telling Sean about it because you haven't seen it last month, actually. Yeah, you hadn't seen it, right? It was funny. We were talking about Dan Aykroyd.
Twilight Zone movie.
We were talking about Twilight, but you watched something with Dan Aykroyd and...
Gene Hackman.
What was that movie?
I forget. Look it up.
It's
the only movie they've ever been in together, I think.
He's like a mentally challenged guy or something.
He's not mentally. Well, I guess you could make that. And he's in like a nut house in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
But he's like.
Oh, so he's a fucking crazy guy.
He's just crazy because he's like a wacky kind of. He's basically, I swear to God, Ron Williams was made for this role, but they couldn't get Ron Williams. So they're just like, Dan Aykroyd, act like Ron Williams for 2 hours. Look it up. Just look up Gene Hackman, Dan Aykroyd. I think I even talked about it on, if not the last live show, the one prior to that.
You were telling me about that. And I'm like, have you ever seen Nothing But Trouble?
And we're talking about the dick nose. I remember that.
And the dick nose, that's like a big thing with my family, too, because Nothing But Trouble, obviously, was a flop, but it used to be on cable all the time, and my mom loved that movie, so she'd watch it all the time. And the dick nose thing was always a thing we'd say.
We should just cover it. That seems like when we were talking about it last time, somebody else that was in the chat, another podcast, was covering it also. But in Doom Generation.
I I don't know. I can't remember. I know somebody did.
It's one that definitely is on that docket we mentioned occasionally. It's one that it has to happen eventually.
John Candy's in it, too. It's John Candy, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, Demi Moore.
Right, stat cast.
Yeah, it's a stat cast. And it's fucking great. People
Loose Cannons, Billy Mount III. That's it, yes.
People have given Nothing But Trouble a lot of shit, and I just think it's totally unwarranted. It's fucking hilarious. And Digital Underground's in it, dude. You get a little Tupac. You get a little Humpty in there. They do the All Around the World song. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And Dan Aykroyd also plays like this like giant baby man called Bobo. It's Bobo. It's gross. You gotta see it.
Does Bobo have Bobos?
Dude, it's a Bobo's like buddy. Like
a double dragon.
Oh yeah, we will draw the MDU connection.
Before I forget, while we're talking about bad comedies, there's another one I watched recently because I kind of just go through the Tubi, through the comedies, the action comedies, the buddy cop movies to see what have I missed? It's such a popular genre from the 80s, especially. So I watched this one with Billy Joel and Gregory Hines called Running Scared. Holy shit, this
Billy
is
Crystal.
Bad. Oh, what did I say? I keep saying Billy Joel. I keep doing that.
You said Billy Joel, and I'm like, a fucking Billy Joel
movie?
I think
I did that on an episode previously. Yeah. But yeah, Billy Crystal. It's early Billy Crystal. Mm. Gregory Hines is kind of in his, not his peak, but he was very popular at the time. And it's just like, wow, these jokes don't land. It's like cops beating up people and stuff, but joking about it. It's like, it's very tongue-in-cheek, but all the jokes just don't land.
I think it's satirical. It sounds like it.
I don't think it is. No. I don't think it is. Gregory Hines is like pissed that he has to go to court because he beat up one of his suspects and they're like joking about it. They just go to like Cape May for like a month because they might retire and they buy a bar.
Hey, you know, you beat up one of your suspects.
But then they're fuck the guy they arrest. Just I'm not going to spoil the whole movie, but they arrest. Just forgot his damn name. We talked about him many times on the show. Oh,
he's
my
the bad
God.
Guy, right?
The bad. I have to look this up real quick. It's going to kill me otherwise.
It's the bad guy. Yeah, but man. We haven't done any buddy cop movies or even cop movies because that was like a. I think what happened.
Jimmy Smits comes back and then they go after him again. Yeah. But it's very bad.
I'm almost positive Beverly Hills Cop spearheaded that whole fucking thing. And then it was like, okay, we're making a fucking cop, a comedy cop movie.
Is that
and a
buddy weapon?
Cop movie? Yeah.
Those
and
were the two.
Yeah. Anyway.
We should do some really, buddy cop movies.
There's some really good shit. I don't know how the fuck we
Dead
have
Dead Heat. We got to do it.
Well, Dead Heat's a great one, but how we haven't done Red Heat, I don't know.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
I'm pretty sure it's Red Heat.
Hmm. Maybe just the name is just doing something.
Am I fucking that up in my head? No, it's Red Heat. It's right over there. Yeah. It's it's Schwarzenegger and fucking man, I just can't think. Yeah, there it is right there. The other brother.
Oh, Jim Belushi.
But Jim Belushi. Yeah.
I mean, I love Schwarzenegger.
The little boy that Santa Claus forgot. Yeah.
Right from Jingle All the Way.
Which is funny because it's like Schwarzenegger, right? Was like, let's get that guy Jim Belushi. He's so funny. We'll put him in the Santa costume. But he's like a crime guy.
Oh, God, you're right. Yeah, that predates that. Holy shit.
Yeah, it sure does.
He got him back.
But yeah, Schwarzenegger's like a Russian cop. Anyway, good stuff.
I'd watch it.
I always wanted to do, just side note, I always wanted to do a movie. Chris Barron always had this idea. It was Warwick Davis and...
For a movie?
And Phil Fondacaro.
Oh.
Buddy cop movie called Little Cops.
Be great.
And Warwick Davis comes over from England chasing like, it's the same
like
premise.
Rush Hour almost?
Yeah. He comes over from England because he's chasing like somebody who like killed his partner or something. And then he has to team up with Phil Fondacaro. And then, like,
his partner, just to keep the theme going, the guy used to be R2-D2. What the fuck's his name?
Oh, man.
You're good with that. I'm sorry.
Well,
not Billy, to put you on the spot.
Billy Barty would have to be here, but he passed away. I'm trying to remember R2-D2's name. My bad. He was also the being.
Okay. But that was your idea. You and Chris Barr had this thought.
Yeah. And then have the little, the black guy from, Bad Santa and Leprechaun 2 as like the chief. Oh. And he would be like the chief, like, oh, you sons of bitches. And like, you know,
okay, be really funny.
I think that would be fucking hilarious. I would pay to see that.
I always forget that actor's name. I just always remember him as Mickey from Seinfeld because he was on for years.
I forget his
Kramer's
name.
Kramer's buddy,
but he's also in Willow. And,
oh yeah,
and
he's in a ton of stuff.
He's a very prolific. Big little actor.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, side tangent.
Actually, that's a totally different guy than on Seinfeld. I take that back.
Okay,
now I'm thinking about
not him, not the guy.
Anyway,
from Seinfeld.
I think you guys know what I'm talking about.
What else we got? Oh, Maniac Lives says after rewatching The Resurrected, an interesting parallel occurred to me between the film's villain and Joseph Kerwin and Reanimator's Herbert West.
I haven't seen Resurrected, so I can't speak to that, but
What was it?
Is he onto something?
What was it, Maniac Lives? I'm thinking about it, and I don't know what the connection. I mean, they're both based on Lovecraft stories. Resurrected is the case of Charles Dexter Ward, and of course, Reanimator is Herbert West Reanimator. I don't remember, but I would love to see Chris Sarandon. Is that what you're talking about? If we do Chris Sarandon opposite Jeffrey Combs, that would be great. Also, Dan O'Bannon directed The Resurrected. I don't know how the fuck we haven't done that yet. I know we've talked about it. We've talked about a lot of fucking things.
Yeah, I was about to say, what did we just say about a couple other films in the last five minutes of doing this?
I know, but I'm always like, fuck, we got to do this. We got to, you know, I say that a lot. I don't know if you know this or not, but I love movies. I love them. They're like my fucking life. So, by the way, and I love to watch them and talk about them. Imagine movie podcast where that happens. Anyway, what else do we have? Sorry.
You're very sorry.
I am very sorry.
Scrolling a mouse off camera to look at the chat.
Well, I'm sorry to you, and I'm sorry that I'm taking too long to read people's.
You're good.
Things.
You're good.
Can we pick one out? What do we got?
Royce Loves His Shotgun says they watched Body Melt on Tubi recently. And then he listened to their episode, and you guys made it seem like the skate kid broke his neck on screen. I remember that part when he's going up the ramp.
Oh.
But on Tubi, it doesn't show it. Is there an uncut version? Now I forget. You tell us. I feel like we did mention that on the episode, or we found out after we did the episode and probably mentioned it on a different one. But I feel like that was a thing we did know. That sounds familiar.
Man.
And there's a cut version out there.
There is absolutely a cut version. It's a splatter movie from Australia. So there could absolutely be a cut version. But I think it's odd that it would be cut on Tubi. I guess
I don't think it's that odd, because sometimes I find weird stuff that's cut. It's very rare, but it has happened to me in the past.
Definitely on YouTube, but not Tubi. I don't know if we're just making, if we just made a joke on that episode. The kid like busted an ollie and broke his arm, or actually happened. I'm almost positive he busts his ass.
Could go either way.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, man. Do you got Joe Pinaccio? What's up? How you doing, man? Did you say Major Blazer already? He's in there too.
Him earlier. I don't miss the Blazer.
Or, you know. Joe Pinaccio says, you guys see Lisa Frankenstein. I saw the trailer for it.
I heard good things, but I did zero research just because I guess I'm lazy.
As soon as it ended, I was like, oh, my boyfriend's back. That's what this is.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I mean, I'm sure it's all right. I'm sure it's fine. Who directed it or who wrote it?
No idea.
What the fuck's her name? Who did Juno and all that?
No idea.
I forget her name. She wrote it. Somebody else directed it. It looks all right, I guess. You know, another Frankenstein movie, romantic comedy set in the 80s. I mean, I'll check it out when it comes to cable. What I do want to go see is Stop Motion, and I want to try to go see that next week. I already see people are already posting reviews for it and shit, and I'm like, when the fuck did it come out? And it's like, oh, it came out Friday.
Didn't they work out of that movie for like 20 years or some shit, or no, 30 years?
No, that's Primevals.
Oh, okay.
Primevals.
Excuse me. Is that Phil Tippett?
That is Primeval? David Allen.
Primeval, or the one that just came out, Stop Motion, is David Allen. Sorry, not to throw you off there.
The movie Stop Motion,
yes,
is not Phil Tippett.
Mm-hmm.
It is somebody else. Okay. I don't know who it is, but it's an independent movie. Mm-hmm. It's an independent horror movie. I think it's like a psychological horror movie where this woman like starts to have mental slips. Excuse me, and starts hallucinating.
Wow.
Her movie that she's making with these stop motion puppets, they come to life and kind of like stuff like that. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it looks very interesting. Yeah. So I really want to go see it. The Primevals is something else that's being put out by Full Moon. So Primevals is an unfinished
David Allen
film.
Phil Tippett was Mad God. That's what I was
Phil
thinking
Tippett's
of
Mad God, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Also another prolific stop motion effects artist.
But David, that was the one I think I was reading that was much like Mad World, if I recall, was worked on for a long time, and that was just finally coming out into theaters.
Yeah, I talked about it a lot, and I've been waiting. That was like a lot. That's like a lost Full Moon movie, and been waiting for that movie for a long time because Charles Band had said that they were working on it to finish it.
Okay.
And there was like a big Indiegogo campaign and all this shit, so I was very excited, and that's been going on for a few years. So that finally wrapped up. The movie's finished, and Full Moon just announced that they were showing it in a bunch of Alamo Draft Houses.
Yeah, I saw our buddy Spectre saw it.
Oh.
Got to pick his brain on
he
that
He already
one.
Saw it?
I think I saw that on Twitter, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know it was already playing.
I could have my wires crossed again.
It's very soon. Anyway, I really want to go see that, and hopefully I can make it. So far, I haven't found a date that I can actually go, because it's playing in Yonkers, and it's playing somewhere else.
That's not close at all.
Well, it's pretty close. It's the city's only an hour and change for me, but yeah, I really want to go see it. It's like his magnum opus, you know what I mean? And they finished the film, and I really, really, really want to see it, and I want to talk about it. Something we didn't talk about, but I saw four times and you saw once, was Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah. We keep meaning to do a damn review on that. It's just time. Again, there's that fucking watch looking at us. It's just, every time we tried to meet up, something else happened, and it just, we still do want to do it. I need to watch it again. I barely remember it now. I remember liking it a lot.
It was great.
Especially in the black and white was like, I'm still wondering what it even looks like in color, which is kind of an interesting thought.
Yeah. So Sean only saw it in black and white, which was cool. I will say right now, that fucking movie was meant to be black and white. When it opened and it came on screen, I just got hit. Like it, I don't know, something like magic happened inside of me. I was like, oh my God, this, cause I had already seen it twice in color. And then watching it in black and white, I was like, this was meant to be black and white. I'm almost positive that that might have been the original intention, but they shot it in color because I don't know if it would have did well in general.
Maybe. You know? Just to finish that thought, I don't want to just jump to conclusions here, but I think unless we can get another viewing in the near future, we might just have to hold off on that one a little bit. Maybe when the Blu-ray drops, or if we can just have another special screening to go see it again. You know, sometimes they come back around 6 months later or something, because the movie did so well.
Yeah.
Well, maybe for Oscar season, they might bring it back, which I think is very soon, right?
By that time, I will have a means for you to watch it.
Okay,
don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, if we're going to cover it, that would be the way to do it. But if you have your means, then we'll just... We did that Shin Ultraman with similar means, so I guess
But we did see it in the theater.
Yes, no, you're right.
We also saw Shin Kamen Rider together and haven't done that yet.
That's another one that's on the docket.
So when we get together to shoot Godzilla, we're going to do Kamen Rider as well.
The Ripes love to do them, but sometimes they kind of have to take a back seat.
It's tough, you know. You guys, we say it to you all the time. If we could wake up tomorrow and be like, hey, let's do the fucking schedule, and what am I doing today? Oh, I'm going to watch a movie, and I'm going to make a fucking video about it, and I have all this time to do everything. And we don't. So
we say it just like that every time.
Yeah, every time, yeah. No, it would be, would be incredible, but that's just not the way it is. So we do what we can. Anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, Diablo Cody and Zelda Williams. And Zelda Williams Robin Williams' daughter.
Yeah. She directed
it? Really cool. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, so that's cool. I mean, good for her. Diablo Cody, that was it too. So, if anybody would recommend it that has seen it, let me know. I just thought it looked all right. Mm-hmm. So, I can wait. You know what I mean? And Joe said it was. So...
There you go. Got to do your own research or just go off Joe's opinion. Take your pick.
Yeah, for sure. Steve Coates is in there. What's cooking, dude? How you doing?
Bucket of Chum, the Shark Movie Podcast. Welcome.
Oh, what's up? How you doing?
Finally watched Guyver 2 Dark Hero after listening to your episode years ago. It's a blast. I got to rewatch the not extended version, because I remember that just killed the movie for me on that review. It was just so long.
I think I was a little bit biased towards it. Then, because I love the first one so much, and it lacks all of the kind of cheekiness and like comedy from the first one that I feel like was part. I think that had to do with like Screaming Mad George's input, because the second one is all Steve Wang,
right? No, I remember
and,
that. Yeah.
I think it's more true to
the source material.
Yeah, the OVA. I got to meet David Hayter, and I had him sign my copy. He was super cool, and we got to chat about that. Oh, I keep forgetting. We need to do, I've been talking to him, and I totally forgot, but, Budget Biomorphs is a book that's out. I forgot his name. I'm blanking on a lot of things. But check out Budget Biomorphs, Dom O'Brien. And he wrote that, and we were supposed to do like a little interview with him, which we should still get to soon, just as soon as we have some time. We're trying, but I would love to do that as well. which got talks about all the Guyver movies, both Guyver movies. And I got to talk to David Hayter a little bit about that because he wrote some stuff for it. So I thought that was kind of cool. It's Alive is up on Netflix. Finally watched after decades being nervous to do so because whenever the trailer played on it, it would freak my father out. Ultra Liger. It's Alive. The first one especially is a fucking masterpiece, man. Absolute excellent, excellent flick, man. Larry Cohen, classic. I don't know how we haven't done. Well, I keep saying I don't know how we haven't done it, but it's such a good one.
Start taking a tally. It's like the third time tonight. I take a shot every time Joe says that.
I get so excited because I just love
you love movies.
I know, but like that one. Have you never saw that one?
I know what it is. I'm assuming it's a baby killer or something.
It's a mutant baby, but it's
How have we not done it then? Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's satirical. It's not a comedy, but it's satirical. It's a satire in terms of like
what it's covering.
Family dynamic.
Yeah, okay.
And it's really good. It's really, really good. Children being born with like birth defects and things and
So the Applegates.
Well, not really, but
fuck, they drop it on the ground.
The fact of like the father coming to terms with like my son's a freak or a weirdo what have you, and then like ultimately loving the child, spoilers, and then the mother is protecting the baby at all costs. No, you gotta, because it's a whole roller coaster ride. It's very, very good. Very atmospheric, very creepy. It's excellent. It's psychological just as much as it's a kind of a monster movie. Because the baby does like kill people because he's a fucking monster, and the sequels lean into that like hardcore. Like by the third one, like the Island of the Alive, like Michael Moriarty's in it, fucking drunk off his ass, and there's like giant fucking mutant babies killing people and shit.
Okay, from the stuff to that. Okay,
yeah. So
Billy Mount the Third says, "Have you heard that Full Moon is doing a movie based on Barbenheimer? I'm never watching that.
I'm fucking
it's gonna suck. I'm sorry." How could that possibly be? What is it going to be like? Oh, when they kill the Barbies, they turn black and white. We're going to drop nukes on Barbie, Barbie Land.
I'm just good.
Who's the not Killian Murphy in this one? Who's not Ken enough?
I love.
I never actually saw it. I think I said that right.
I love Full Moon, clearly. And last night after hanging out with you guys in the chat for Ragdoll, hope you guys liked that premiere, episode. Yeah. By the way. And thanks again to Jared and Steve for coming on from Puppet Masters and Castle Freaks. Definitely check them out if you haven't yet. We fired up Dr. Mordred, and I was like, this is, I haven't seen it in a long time. And I was like, this is fucking great. Mm. It's Jeffrey Combs and Brian Thompson. And that's his name, right? Shao Kahn?
Shao Kahn is what? I'm sorry.
Brian Thompson. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And he's the bad guy. He plays Cabal. And
the alien hunter from X-Files.
Yes. It's just so good. That's the movie that was supposed to be the Doctor Strange movie. And they were still like, fuck it, we're going to make it anyway, but call it Dr. Madrid.
I think when we did that ripe on the re-release or the first ever release of the...
I brought it up and we talked about it briefly.
Of that 70s Doctor Strange movie.
Yes, we did.
Just to finish that thought.
But like, it's just so good. It was just so fucking cozy and it was acted and shot and the effects were great. And it was like, prime, it was right in the pocket. I think it's 92, so it was like right there for all the Full Moon when it was still like strong coming out of the Empire,
right?
The Fall of the Empire pictures, but
not too many misses in that era.
No, but fucking Combs is awesome, dude, and like I don't know, it just rules. I really enjoyed it. It made me feel like I was a kid sitting cross-legged on the floor again watching Full Moon movies, and I haven't felt like that in a while because it was one that I haven't seen in a while. So it was
like took
you
back.
It was cool to see it, and like it was all like restored and shit because it was the Blu-ray. But but to that point about the Barbenheimer, whatever,
like
the fuck, who could give a fuck? There was a trailer on the Blu-ray disc for a new Full Moon movie called I don't know what. Famous Heads or some shit or I don't know. Basically, it's this guy who like grew up watching Full Moon and Empire movies, and
so it's like a meta thing.
Yeah, and kidnaps like Brink Stevens and Michelle Bauer and somebody else, and like kills a bunch of these scream queens and like wants their heads as trophies. It's like, I don't need that.
Is Felissa Rose in it?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Holy shit.
It's just like, I don't need that. Like, I would have loved it if you just made a new original Full Moon thing with those actresses.
At that point, like, just because they're older, like, let's kill them or something.
I don't.
Bare bones shit.
I don't like the stoner comedy shit that Full Moon kind of dipped into. You haven't even seen it
Evil
yet.
Bong.
Evil Bong,
gotta do at least that one episode.
We're going to talk about it. But, doing the stoner comedy stuff and just like the meta stuff, I'm just not into. We were talking about Killjoy on the Ragdoll episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I went back and I was watching some of
the kills,
some like clip shows on, YouTube.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like Trent Haga, we were talking about Trent Haga and I totally forgot that he was fucking Tex Diaper in the Diaper Mafia in Citizen Toxie. He's in a bunch of Troma shit.
Oh, okay.
That's who plays the new Killjoy in Killjoy 2, 3, and 4, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah. You and Jared, I think, were talking about that.
Yeah. So I watched, like, the most recent Killjoy movie, like, clip thing. Or I think the full movie is on YouTube.
Oh, you just watched, like, a clip. Yeah.
And I'm like, ah.
It's that bad?
I can't do this. Like, this is just... not that it looks bad, but, like, nothing really looks bad anymore because of the accessibility that everybody has to technology and good cameras and things like that, you know?
In that sense, sure. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
the
what
way things are filmed.
The way things are filmed. I mean, you still need to kind of know what you're doing, but to make it look good, but like it looks all right, but like, I don't know. It's just like, the dialogue is not good. The writing's not good. The effects are okay. And then it's just like, you know what it feels like? It feels like a Full Moon Troma movie. And I'm like,
somebody said that in the chat. Is it moving into Troma? I think
yeah,
it might have been Chucky.
But like, you can't do, like, Full Moon can't do Troma well. Only Troma could do Troma. You know what I mean?
Lloyd and Michael Hertz, they have that special sauce for better or worse.
Because they're
came out of their bottom nether region.
Because they're willing to push the envelope and be super fucking crude. And they always have. And that was their thing. And like,
that's their stamp.
I don't really, that's not what I associate with Full Moon, you know?
I mean, some of that without doing my own research or just turning this into a Full Moon podcast. Again, Papa Masters and Castle Freaks already have that on lockdown. Mm-hmm. But you always read this kind of sad shit about Charlie Band's living situation. And it's kind of like, is he just doing these movies because he needs to eke out some money out of a rock to make his bills? And that just is really sad to me for a man who has been at the head of or at least involved with so many great franchises.
Yeah.
For like 40 or 50 years now, and it's like, who's the other guy? The Corman, you read similar stories towards the end of his life, and it's just like, what the fuck? How does this even happen to these guys?
Well,
I mean, if you follow the paper trail, you could kind of see it, but it's sad.
Well, to put it succinctly, Full Moon's better than that.
Yeah.
They just are. They always were, and somewhere along the lines, it was like, let's do this, and I don't,
right.
I think it hasn't really fully recovered from that yet. It seems.
No.
Johnny Disaster says, Joe, I'm heading back to the record store again so I can grab that Munchie soundtrack. Dude, thank you. Let me know, and I'll hit you back.
Yeah, that is a sick Tenebrae t-shirt.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, this is from Salt the Earth Printing. He's like an independent screen printer guy who does like super, super limited run shit. And I was lucky enough to grab this. I've had this shirt for a while. But thank you. Very cool. And I think, I don't know if he's still doing anything, but yeah, go follow him.
I mean, they do have like, just one last thought on Full Moon. They have that Puppet Master game, and I haven't like dug into it myself, but it seems like everything I've seen online from Mutuals is that it's pretty fun.
That's not from Full Moon. I don't know
it's got the licensing in there, you would imagine.
I
right?
think so. So we haven't played it yet, but we want to play it.
That'd be cool to maybe one day.
And it was funny because like we've been talking about doing Puppet Master, and we were gonna do it last year, but we didn't have time to fit it in. And we wanted to do it this year. And like it was just so funny because of course, not that it's a bad thing, but like I think Good Bad Flicks just did covered something, and I think Dead Meat did like a kill count. Somebody did something about it was Jacked Up Podcast had Cecil on from Good Bad Flicks who talked about the Puppet Master.
He does know a lot about it. He's done a ton of videos on that over the years.
Yeah, which is really cool. I just wanted to kind of jump in and I was hoping, you know, it was just like, you know.
Before somebody else big covered
like,
it in a capacity in that sense. Yeah.
Because Puppet Master is like one of my favorite franchises ever. Like I love Puppet Master, and Nat Bremer's book The History of Puppet Master is fucking awesome, and I saw that and I was like, shit, let's do that. So We're trying to put that together at some point this year, where we talk about Puppet Master and then talk about the book and have Nat on and all that kind of stuff. Because we reached out to him last year, but we just couldn't fit it in.
I definitely want to try to do that this year. I have to like restart my viewing. I tried to start it last year, and I just instantly after three fell off the fucking deep end. I got to restart back at one. Mm-hmm. I don't want to keep doing this, restarting every third or fourth film, but I think I'll finally just go through all of them for better or worse before we do that episode.
You can Godspeed after five, my man.
I think you said that last time we talked about this. Yeah.
I saw something that I wanted to respond to.
Yeah, just real quick. Chucky, you're right. That Killer Clowns game just came out. I got to try that too. That looked cool.
I'm trying to remember the...
Texas Chainsaw.
I'm trying to remember the name of the production house that's doing the Puppet Master game. I think it's
you can literally look them up on Twitter.
Dark House or Dark Wood Studios.
Oh, that sounds right.
It's like somewhere like in there, and I feel bad because I don't remember. I actually like stream the game and stuff and play it and all that stuff and talk about that.
That might be something that I know we've talked about that on and off over a couple of years now, but eventually that might be something to do maybe on a live show. Maybe the live show would be us playing the game. It's something different.
Cause we talked to them too. And again, we got jobs, you know what I mean? We do what we can. Somebody said, Baby Oopsie was there. It is. Chucky said, "Baby Oopsie was okay."
We still gotta do that.
I thought it was fine. The first movie, I bought the first and second one. I didn't watch the second one yet. We still got to cover those, so we'll get to those too. But those will be all right, or for Patreon. We're not sure yet exactly. What else do we got?
Did I Johnny Disaster? Did I ever finish Neon Genesis Evangelion? Yeah, in like 2001. Was I talking about that recently? I don't remember. Refresh my memory in the chat. I haven't seen the most recent movies because I kind of just listen. Evangelion's fucking amazing, but there's so many shows. I was thinking about this the other day, actually, Johnny. There's so many shows, manga, whatever you want to call it, anime that have come out since then that I think I prefer. But I am due for a revisit, so I don't know if that answers your question. But still, great series. But I think there's been better stuff since then.
Agreed.
Animation's still amazing. Don't get me wrong. That 90s animation you can't beat.
Sorry, I'm going back to Puppet Master of the Game real quick. It's October House Studios? October Studios? It might be one of those. I don't know. Look it up.
Look up Puppet Master of the game on Twitter. Yeah, it'll come there. Up.
They just released like a Demonic Toys expansion and like new skins and stuff. I thought that was kind of neat. I was like, I need to fucking play this already.
Oh, Grega, thank you for the super chat.
Thank you so much, Grega.
It says, watching Tales from the Dark Side. If you're a wrestling fan, there was a character named Dave Meltzer in the Mookie and Pookie. Found it funny. Was it really?
Really?
Dave Meltzer, who is the guy famous in the Dirt Sheets, the guy that does a lot of the behind-the-scenes reporting. I'm not the biggest Meltzer fan. I follow wrestling on the very tangential sense. It's more so my friends that follow it post about it, so I know what's going on, but I haven't actually watched it since Daniel Bryan broke his neck and his career was over, and he's already returned from that career-ending injury like 8 years ago. So do the math.
Yeah. Isn't that the guy who, like, Mookie's dad is, like, selling the fucking computer?
Probably.
He sold it to Dave Meltzer. He's coming. He gave me the check already.
Wrestlers were already sick of his shit in 85.
I
guess.
I don't know anything about Dave Meltzer.
I don't know. I read mixed reports on the way that people feel about that man.
Maniac says, have you heard about the new Return of Living Dead movie in production with Tony Gardner called Brain Freeze? You mentioned that in the chat last night in the Ragdoll, and I really want to see that. I didn't know that was in production, so I really want to check that out for sure.
You know what, I was about to say, I said, oh yeah, but I'm thinking of that Street Trash remake, actually.
Oh, that's like wrapped, right?
It actually looked kind of cool, but it's also a case of I just don't need it, but I'll probably give it a chance.
I'll check it out. I mean, we'll see.
I try not to be so negative all the time with that. Just instantly saying, oh, that's going to suck if it's a remake. But I'm trying to be more open in the last couple of years.
At its best, it could just be decent.
I mean, if it's great, I'm all there for it. I'll eat my own hat over that one. But the first one is just such a classic. Yeah.
Well, it's that thing where, like, you give it the fair shake, you know?
Yeah,
you
watch I'm trying. It, like, and I'm trying.
Completely objectively. Like,
sure, it, you know, yeah. As long as there's a fat man blowing up and it doesn't look bad.
We'll see.
You know what I mean? Now, like, if you're going to remake it, like, I don't want to beat for beat, but you want some of those instances from that first film with a different light on them, maybe.
Street Trash is one of those movies that's like a miracle that it got made kind of things.
You think the sex scene's in there?
I probably not.
That's like some Toxic Avengers shit.
I mean,
if
you're cutting
correctly.
Off a dick and like throwing it around, you know, Frank Farrell's dick. Yeah.
Fucking that movie's something else. Yeah. That's a sight to behold.
I'm friends with Frank Farrell on Facebook. He also was producer for Spookies.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to come on and talk about stuff. Yeah.
Did you molt that your own penis for that?
Yeah.
Was it, well, did you just roll some dough and it looks like one?
House of Furious says Bram Stoker Van Helsing review with Tony. He already reviewed Van Helsing, didn't he? Or is that a different?
He did. There's a story behind that. It was around the same time that someone left the channel indefinitely. So look that up. We have talked about doing a Van Helsing review in the past. Maybe not in a hot minute, but I know Joe's a big fan. Might be worth doing.
I think it's fun. I think it's a fun movie. I think it doesn't deserve the shit that it gets. I think it's just like a goofy kind of throwback CGI garbage fest.
Sure. That's
popcorn film, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying Halloween, but it would not necessarily a Halloween movie, but it's got that vibe.
You know, it's the Universal Monsters. That's what I'm saying. Totally counts. Billy Mount says, speaking of director's cut, would you guys want WB or anyone to release the director's cut of Wes Craven's Deadly Friend? Of course. I think everybody, like, if there's extra shit or like there's a director's cut, like it's like that director's cut of Cursed, the werewolf movie that he did with Christina Ricci and all those other people. I think Skeet Ulrich was in the movie, but like was completely cut out and changed with somebody else. Oh. And it was one of those things where like, I think I read a blog or somebody covered it and talked about it and said, you know, the actual film doesn't exist for the director's cut. Like it would be like a compiled film of like storyboards and some alternate scenes and some other footage. But I know that like the plot is very, very different and a lot of things happen differently in that movie. So, I mean, I'm all for it. I love that. That was my favorite thing about DVDs when they came out. You know, we were talking about that was like deleted scenes and the director's cut, the vision that the director had that, you know, I'm always curious to see that. Whether or not it's better than the theatrical is debatable, but, you know, I always like to see those.
And just because someone else mentioned his name in passing about the Van Helsing, just not to keep giving Tony from Hack the Movies free publicity, but speaking of director's cuts, it was last year me and Joe joined Tony for an episode on bad director's cuts, kind of going in the opposite direction of what you're saying. I mean, it was mostly just an excuse to talk about E.T., but we covered a couple other films in that. If you want to hear our opinions on bad director's cuts.
Yeah, man.
I just want to address some more people that popped in here, if you don't mind. We have an influx here towards the end.
We got Tim from Tapes of the Crypt. What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's up? Serge is in here.
I got that fucking, that broom's handle going. Broomstick.
Yeah, exactly. What's up, Serge? Johnny Blue's here. House of Fury just joined, talking about Microwave Massacre. That's one I've definitely heard of but never seen.
We got one. We got it right over there with the fucking guy who did the Frosty the Snowman voice.
Oh my God! Really, hey, Burl Ives?
Happy birthday!
No, oh, that's Rudy. No, oh,
that's
Rudolph,
that's
Rudolph
the Red Nose Reindeer. Yeah.
I also see Ted Bill's in here. Welcome, Ted Bill. Joker's Midnight Show. I don't know if we mentioned you earlier.
What's
I think
going
you've been
on?
Sitting in here for a minute, but he said that Joker's Midnight Show said that we inspired him, and they bought the Empire Arrow box.
Oh,
set.
Dude, enjoy, man. That was a great price for a rare set. Because that was a pain. I told that story already. That thing was a pain in the ass to get. So I'm glad you grabbed it for a good price. And those discs are fantastic. It's Arrow, baby. So
they rarely put out a bad one. I don't think I've ever bought a bad one.
No,
from them.
They've always done a great job. What else do we got going on? Dan Belcher's talking about the Spider Woman from Spookies. I fucking love that so much.
That's a creepy thing. Patrick Farmer. Hey, what's going on, Pat? Been a minute. How you
what's
doing?
What's up, brother? Oh, dude, we gotta hop on a call, man. We keep trying to connect, and I know it's just been crazy, but we gotta chat.
Going on, Chet Lee.
What's up, Chet Lee?
I'm gonna make the worst joke ever. I'm sorry, you probably Jet heard Lee? This one. Yeah, any relation to Jet Lee. Totally different spelling, of course, but
I'm gonna say no.
Jet Lee's the one. That's one I got to revisit. I tried watching a couple years ago. Just speaking of, the fucking CGI is so bad in that movie.
Did we see that one together?
No.
Okay.
It's probably one of your other friends that you were hanging out with at the time. Damon or George or one of the other guys in the gang. Without going deep into our personal lives here. But
that's who I hung out with was you and those two.
Yeah.
in high school.
I gotta give it a second chance. I remember like, oh, Dean Norris is in this? Oh, Jet Li, holy shit, that looks bad. And I turned it off. I was like, all right, Sean, you gotta get over the bad CGI. Just watch the movie. It's great. Because I remember liking it a lot when it came out.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Serge and Billy Mann are talking about the bad director's cuts.
Oh, on Tony's channel.
That we did, yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun, yeah. And like the Mallrats director's cut you said.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a weird... Crank was one. Yeah. I feel like I didn't really convey my point really well, but it was just like one of those movies that like they add a lot of like weird... second here, second there kind of things. But and it's like, what is the point?
That was like, that's like the Don't Be a Menace cut with like the extra stuff. Yeah. Like, this kind of sucks. And Jingle All the Way too, same thing. It's like, this kind of sucks too. I don't need that.
I don't mind that extended cut. I just wish like one or two scenes weren't added. The rest, I'm kind of like, oh, that was funny. That should have been the movie.
Yeah. Dan Belcher said, my question about the Highlander remake is who look is imposing as a villain next to Henry Cavill. The guy who did John Wick is doing a Highlander remake with Henry Cavill. I mean, fucking sign me up. That sounds fine. Also,
was
like,
his face getting a cameo?
Yeah.
Oh, Christopher
Lambert.
You got to fight me if I am the Highlander. That would be kind of cool. What if you play Sean Connery's part?
There can only be one. Oh, that would be great.
I mean, I don't know if it's a requel situation or not. And plus, they made like four of those movies and a TV series. And there's so many rabbit holes that series went. Speaking of rabbit holes,
some user says, what do you think about The Descent from Neil Marshall?
It's fucking great. I want to cover it.
It's a fucking masterpiece.
You should do that.
It's really excellent. I remember seeing that in the theater.
Scary as hell.
I do have slight claustrophobia, and that movie fucking nails it. Really made me uncomfortable. It's great. It's great. It's fantastic.
We were talking about it in my Bloody Valentine episode. It kind of was like, wow, I haven't watched that in a while.
We were talking about cave movies and mine movies. And that came up. So yeah, that would be a cool one to do. We still got to do Dog Soldiers with Smith.
Yeah.
Which is also Neil Marshall's, I think that's a sophomore film.
I was talking to him recently, trying to get some ideas together. Or I guess we both were actually. And just got to get those dates lined up.
Mm-hmm.
The man's finally available. We need to just lock it in and get some stuff filmed.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Dog Soldiers or not, you'll find out.
All right, man. We're going to have to go in a little bit because we got a watch along over on Patreon happening.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing Petey Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law. We're going to have a fucking blast with that.
Love that movie.
Going to fucking put your weight on it, baby.
He says it a lot, that one, right?
We'll be saying I think Disco Godfather, he says it a lot. Petey Wheatstraw is just so fucking good. And if you haven't seen a Rudy Ray Moore movie, that is the one to watch. And if you want to watch it with us, that's going to be a great time. But we want to talk about some of the stuff coming up.
Right, yep.
Right, we'll talk about March a little bit. February was great.
I can't believe it's already March.
I hope you guys had a great February because I think we did pretty good getting everything out. We got a lot of stuff out. We got two episodes out. We got a commentary track. We're doing a watch along tonight. And we did a mini-sode. That was a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah. Plus talks.
Plus talks.
We're keeping that bi-weekly going. I think Chucky had asked very early into this chat.
Yes.
Didn't want to address it right then and there, but I think we said it last month, but the plan is every other week until we fuck up, which we hope doesn't happen, there's going to be a talks episode.
Yes.
That's the plan. And then when we get the end of season two, like we did for one, we'll do like a wrap up and then we'll have three and then so on and so forth. And that seems to be working out.
Yeah.
It gives us enough time to meet up with Chris, not killing ourselves to get it out and then just cannibalizing the archive of episodes that we put out. And then it's dry for a while.
Well, and that, you know, I think that solves the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the conclusion we came to. And I think that's a fun thing to look forward to every other week, that you get an episode, extra. Kinda,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
And we're working on more Ripe Review stuff and some Fresh Pick stuff. Hopefully, we'll have a couple new things coming out soon. We're working on putting together the junk mail, the new junk mail episode.
I am working
for Patreon.
On that.
Yeah,
we did film it a little while ago, but I'm trying to get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So expect that in the next couple of weeks, if not sooner.
And then we're doing like a bulk, I think we talked about it last time, but we're doing a bulk.
I don't think we actually did.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
We're doing, so, you might have noticed, that the episodes don't include the voicemails anymore. And we kind of made the decision to take them out because we felt that it was too long of a stretch in between what was happening and you kind of lose the thread and the rhythm going through the episode of everything. So what we're doing is instead of putting them in the episodes, we're actually going to make them their own show, which will be like kind of like a mailbag. It'll be sort of like a mailbag for everybody. to watch.
Right. Call-in show.
Yeah, so it'll be like a call-in show. So that'll be on YouTube and it'll be on the podcast feed.
Well, I shouldn't say call-in show. You'll leave the voicemail.
You leave the voicemail. We'll answer.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
But we have a little bit of a backlog from last year and a couple from this year, and we're going to put that into one big episode and drop that in the Fresh Picks, under the Fresh Picks playlist. So that'll go there, and it'll still be voicemail. Our
movie dumpster hotmail.
Yeah.
Hotline.
Hotline. You did
hotmail.
It. I didn't want to say it and you did it instead. Oh, so yeah, man. The movie dumpster hotline episodes. So those will be something in the future very soon.
Excuse me, live stream burp. We thought about possibly making it a Patreon thing, but just the more we talked about the whole point of doing that segment was to get more just feedback from everybody, even people that can't afford the Patreon. Yeah. So we wanted to keep it that way.
Yeah.
On that note, just before we get into this, I do want to mention one thing. Speaking of Patreon,
yeah.
I know we're trying to get through this, but you may have noticed that we have made the last minisode is a $5 tier item, whereas previously we had made minisodes $2.
Yeah.
We decided to change that just if anybody was curious.
Yeah.
Just because we kind of shuffled some stuff around, we now have the $2 free audio version of the show.
Yes.
We still have junk mail, and we're thinking about doing something else to substitute that. We may have talked about it before, but I don't want to talk about it until I have it locked in. There's going to be something to substitute that if you're on the $2 tier. But yes, minisodes will now be at the $5 along with the watch-alongs and commentary tracks. Just want to say that on a live show in case you were like, huh, what's going on with this?
Yes, and there you go. I mean, that's just you're still getting junk mails. You're still getting the ad-free shows. And I think that's a pretty good deal for $2 a month.
And if you want to preview, I mean, it is just an audio episode, but the Frank and Turkey episode is on the main feed. And if you go to Patreon, that one is still available to everyone if you want to get a tease of what the rest are like.
For sure. Because we started doing video ones. So we have Bones is on there.
Bones.
We have Bloodbeat,
Scream, but not the Wes Craven Scream.
1980 Scream.
Scott Valentine's Day.
And we just did Scott Valentine's Day. We did, To Sleep with the Vampire.
Right.
Did you guys watch that? Okay. So just to Sean's point, I put that one on Vimeo because I wanted to show Charlie Spradling's boobs.
Right, just on YouTube.
And if I uploaded it to YouTube, they would fucking pull it down even if it was private. So I did that for you guys.
Yeah.
Because you can't talk about that movie without showing Charlie Spradling's boobs because it's most of the movie.
Yeah, it is. Leave us some comments. Let us know if you liked
that.
Let
us know if you liked it or if you had a trouble getting in or anything like that. You can always let us know. What else were we...
I don't know if there was any Patreon stuff going from last month to mention before we get into the March stuff.
So our last thing is going to be PD Weed Throughout a Night for February to do a little bit of Blaxploitation to go with the Ragdoll episode. So we kind of did half Valentine's, half Blaxploitation for February. I think everything's going pretty well. And we always like your guys' feedback. So let us know how everything's been going, if you've been enjoying the episodes and stuff like that. As far as stuff extra for Patreon for the $2 tier, we need to be better about it. There's going to be polls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can kind of talk about maybe, I don't know, what maybe something for the show or maybe something that we're going to do or a commentary track or I don't know, something.
We'll kick around some ideas. We even have had conversations in the past. It's a matter of locking that down.
Yeah, because we want to also, especially for Patreon, we want to give you guys, if you're paying for it every month, we want to give you guys something that you really want to see or hear. No, you know what I mean? So let us know. We'll figure it out. So February was good, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. And for March... we got some good stuff coming up. So originally we were going to have spoilers. We were going to have Jenna Fryer come back and do a badass woman flick with us. But unfortunately, we couldn't get our schedules to line up, but we are still doing the movie. We're going to be doing Fatal Termination.
Yes.
And that's going to be an absolute fucking banger.
Moonly and Robin Shu.
Moonly, you say Robin Shu is in it. It's a fucking nutty Hong Kong action flick. Early 90s action flick. It's fucking crazy and awesome. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Error 44444. And we're possibly going to be doing... We got to set it up. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to do an interview with Logan from that label and talk a little bit about that and the work that he's been doing with putting out these releases. And we're going to talk about some of the other releases that they're doing. And then, of course, it comes back to St. Paddy's Day. and we're going to be talking
our
about
our yearly episode.
We're going to be talking about Leprechaun 3. We're going to fucking Vegas, baby. Finally, we've arrived.
We thought after 4 we were done with London. Then we said, fuck it, let's do 2 commentary tracks. And now we're back at our main episode.
Because we never actually did any other Leprechaun movies except 4. We did Leprechaun 4, and then we did commentary tracks for 1 and 2.
True.
So this will be the other mainline episode. And then, of course, you can check out Leprechaun in the Hood over on Tony's channel.
Right. That yeah, we did that last year. Still like that movie, but not as good as 3.
No, but 3 is probably the quirkiest out of the bunch terms of, like,
it's got some interesting ideas.
Like sticking to the Leprechaun roles, but also being a wacky fucking movie. Because, like, 4 just throws everything out the window and it's just
It's just aliens with a leprechaun.
Yeah, yeah, which is pretty great. I mean, it's good in its own right for different reasons, but 3 is just weird. And we're excited to talk about
where
that.
Where Leprechaun.
So yeah, where Leprechaun, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, 100%. Which is something that we didn't know could happen until the 3rd movie.
So I'm very excited to talk
like
about
to
that.
Rewrite those rules, Joe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be fun. We haven't figured out exactly what the commentary or the mini-sode will be for March yet, but stay tuned. We'll of course, announce it. But
right, we had a couple ideas, but never landed. Now that you're saying that, you're right. Yeah,
we have like a few, but we just haven't picked them out. So that was our February live wrap up. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your support. On Patreon, thank you so much for your support. Just sharing all the videos and showing up and hanging out with us and liking everything and sharing it and just loving the show and loving us and we really really appreciate it. And again, I always say it, but we never take you guys for granted. And it's always so nice to come and hang out with you guys and do stuff with you and share movies with you and hear all your feedback and experiences that you've had with the films, whether you've never seen them before and you just found them and it was a good recommendation, or you've seen them a million times and you just like hanging out and talking about them with us. So that's cool. So we got a lot of other good shit coming up. So stay tuned.
Yes.
We're going to bounce out of here, but, for patrons, we'll see you in about 20 minutes. We might go over 8 o'clock a little bit just so we can get everything set up in here, but we'll be there 8:10 in the pocket there. So just go over and hang out and we'll see you soon. We're going to be doing PD Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law over on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon and want to come hang out, $5 or $10 tiers, you can hang out with us tonight if you want. If you're already on Patreon, we will see you in a little while. And
before we get out of here, go ahead. I had to do this as you're trying to jump out of the window.
I'm dolphin diving out of this out of this live show.
Just as we were thanking everybody, I just wanted to say because we haven't had time to do a fucking post yet. Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you all so much for getting us to 16,000 subs here on YouTube. It's just the number keeps going up. It's just cool to see all you guys in here in the dumpster with us. All you guys and gals and everything in between. And we got to keep growing this some bitch.
Absolutely.
And just thank you.
We saw 15. We were like, holy shit, we made 15.
I know. Yeah.
And then like, we just never posted about it. Cause we were like, there was a lot going on at the time, but from the bottom of our hearts. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And for anyone watching this, seeing me reach off camera, I keep forgetting this is empty.
We're still chugging.
Yeah, but yes, still exactly, Joe. Petey Wheatstraw, if you're watching this after this aired, go back on the Patreon, check out the archive. We always do post them after the fact, too, just in case you didn't know.
So, if you miss it, you can watch it whenever you want. We love you guys so much. Thank you so... Whoa, hold up.
Right on the end there.
Well, 6570, give us $20. Thanks for all the content. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the super chat.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Really appreciate that. We love you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Chet Lee, thanks for the $3.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Did it again.
For everything. He keeps reaching for that fucking... Do you need a sip of water here?
No, I'll go upstairs in a minute. All right, we're good.
We're going to take a little break.
I'll stick my mouth under the hose, obviously. That's what's upstairs, just the trough in the backyard.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's where Sean gets his water. He's not allowed to have it in a glass in this house, no. Anyway, thank you so much. Thanks again. Thank you a million fucking times. Seriously, we really appreciate it. 7 years going strong. Here we are. And we'll see you for PD Wheatstraw over on Patreon in a little bit. And we'll catch you guys on the next live show. We'll see you in March. Yeah. Have a great one, everybody.